Don't waste your time trying to get somebody else together and you're not together. Keep yourself pure. Make sure you concentrate on getting you together, because you're going to be responsible and accountable for you and for nobody else. Listen to this, because it's important. It literally means seeing another's slackness. Slackness. All of us have got slackness in some area or another area of our lives. Now, here's what we usually do. When we look for that mote or that slackness in other folk, it's usually out of the arena of our strengths. So, in other words, when we start looking for something, it's generally where our weakness isn't. See, we feel strong and we can judge somebody because I do this and I do that and I do the other, and these are my strong points and this is where I'm good at. But why won't I judge them in the places of my weakness? Because it means then I know wholeheartedly and consciously that I'm not worthy to judge anybody else, because I need to strengthen up those areas that are weak in my own life. So when I look for something, I'm generally looking from the arena of my strengths. And so my concern really isn't about seeing if you are together, but my real concern is seeing where you are weak at. And so that's why when we look at this concern for judging, it's hypocritical. I want you to see again, there's the condemnation and judging. Verse 4, again, it says, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, focus in now, a beam is in thine own eye. Now, a mote, a little small splinter, can't really stop you from seeing. But I want you to do me a favor right quick. Just take your hand and put it over your eyes closely. Now, how many of you can see through your hands with your fingers closed? Because somebody be like, I can see. Now, listen, now I'm being a bit funny here, but I want you to understand the point. If there is a person with a little small speck that cannot block the vision, and you've got a beam, something so wide, a log, something so big that it totally consumes your ability to see, how then are you able to, with precision, pick out a speck when you ain't even got no vision, less known impaired vision? At least with impaired vision, you can see something. But when you have no vision, how can you accurately go in and pick out a speck? How many times when you've had a speck in your eye and you've told someone close to you that you trust and you're right, say, look, do you see something in my eye? And they'll pull your eyelid up and roll your eye around. You know, mama used to do that for me, and then she'd blow. I mean, maybe your mama ain't never did that enough. You know, and if not, and that didn't work, then the next thing would be to flush it out. And yet, listen at this. The whole point that we're making in the text is that we're not qualified if we have not first taken care of ourselves. Check yourself out first. Now, listen at this. When you have a beam, a board, a log in thine own eye. My brothers, my sisters, I believe this is, again, another wake-up call. Because with what judgment we measure, it's coming back the same way. And we've got to repent for what we've already done in the judging business and in an arena that we're not qualified to judge in. The devil is going to hoodwink many of us and cause us to come under condemnation for the judgment we have placed on others. And know that, listen to this, it is coming back to us again. And the problem may be that when it gets back to us, we may not have time to fix the problem. Because see, some people are going to keep on judging and think it's not coming back to them. But when it comes, even if you lay down and die, you've got to know you're going to come before the judgment seat of Christ. There is coming a time where all that you have judged is going to come back up again. And you are going to be judged by the righteous judge who is going to judge you with all righteousness. And therefore, he's going to apply the same technique, the same terms, the same statute, the same standard that you have applied in each judgment case. And when he judges with the standards you have set, the question is going to be, were you qualified to judge? Because when God says, I'm only using your standards, what will you be able to say? You don't know the person's situation that you're judging. You don't know what they deal with, what they've dealt with, where they've come from, what they've walked through, where they are, what they feel, how they do, what they know. You don't know any of that. You're just judging based on your limited perspective and your fragmented view. And so it doesn't qualify you to make a judgment call that God himself will use against you when it's time for your judgment. Verse 5, and I'm closing. Because verse 5 deals with the cleansing from judging. It says, thou hypocrite, that's personal. He's not talking about anybody else. He's talking about you. He says, thou hypocrite, he's talking about me. Thou hypocrite, he's talking about a personal inventory of one's own self. Look at yourself first. You must cleanse your own life before you seek to cleanse anybody else's. Thou hypocrite. When it's all said and done, no matter what is undone in your life, that little undoneness disqualifies you to stand in a righteous place and make a judgment that you are not totally righteous to make. Thou hypocrite. You are looking at something you can see, but you have cloaked and clothed and covered your own sin. Thou hypocrite. While there may not be visible marks or signs of your sin, David says we deal with secret sins. Thou hypocrite. When you get to the point where you think that nobody knows what your secrets are, I've got news for you. Somebody knows what you did last year, last summer, last month, last week, last night.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Someone will love you.
And I believe
that someone
heals a child's
first prayer.
And when
they fall to sleep and
oh God,
I know someone is standing there.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, some right now have sicknesses that have been with you for a mighty long time and you're wondering what to do. You know, friends, we've dealt with herbal remedies for many a year. Some are dealing with evildoers. Some are in financial need. Maybe you right now are in prayer right now for your family to have peace, trying to have success on that job. Yes, you that have that court case pending. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that wish to write us, get your pencil and paper ready, friend. Those of you that are having trouble right now, like we've said in the past, there's always somebody back in the days of old that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so you can get rid of that pain in that body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, friends, I'm here to tell you that God is yet in the blessing business. That book of Genesis, the revelations, is real. No matter what you're facing, friends, you can turn that situation around. All you need is just that faith, friends. Write down the telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. That's right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. When you write me, my friends, include your return address and your telephone number. Some right now are praying that they don't have to go through the things that they've seen others go through. Some right now have been different places looking for help. I'm going to ask that you don't give up, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around. I'm going to play a testimonial for you in just a minute, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, letting you know that there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in prayer and that are in need. Yes, my friends, I've talked to some that had trouble with their mate, their loved one, that husband, that wife that's gone astray. Some right now has had trouble just trying to enjoy the life that God has given us here on this earth without going backwards. My friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, write down that telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444.
And you was having problems with witchcraft?
Right.
and you didn't have no peace.
No, I understand.
Well, you tell me. You tell me what happened.
We had a fishy thing.
Yeah. Tell me what happened before you came.
Before you came?
Uh-huh.
I was just had a problem.